Digital Pandemic, COVID-19, How Tech Went From Bad to Good, by Michael Bosaku. This book is read by the author, Michael Bosaku. Preface: A Forest Fire Looking for Human Wood to Burn. I am often asked why I took such a deep interest in COVID-19. Well, I'd like to meet the person who didn't pay attention to the most important news story of 2020. What a wonderfully serene life that person must live. I've seen a lot of amazing human events in my time as a journalist and global affairs analyst, but nothing quite like COVID-19. It was scary and destabilizing. As the U.S.-based infectious disease expert Michael Osterholm put it to me, the virus was, quote, a forest fire looking for human wood to burn, end of quote. The entire point of this book is to highlight how information technology puts us directly beside the grieving mother, amid the chaos of an overwhelmed hospital system, in a cramped apartment, peering over a locked-down city center, or listening to the poetry of an excited scientist. Our smartphone screens are like portals, translocating us from our known living rooms to some unknown vantage to watch almost firsthand a new world-shaking event. Not only was COVID-19 unprecedented in its global scope and damage, but it was also probably the first truly global event we all watched on tiny supercomputers in our back pockets. The goal of this book, and my job, is to zoom out to 30,000 feet for a description of what happened in 2020, the year of the new normal. Viewing the world from such a height can make it look like a confusing palette of colors and blurs. But a journalist's job is to help brush that paint in a way that reveals not just what happened, but also what may be coming next. U.S. journalist Alan Barth once said, news is, quote, the first draft of history, end of quote. A reporter tries to explain some of the darkest, hopeless corners of the planet. But I prefer to think of my profession as the witness of history. As the chapter Broken News in this book suggests, in-person reporting was severely constrained during the pandemic. But by leveraging the wonderful technology of the smartphone, web camera, and social media, I and many other journalists managed to stay aloft in the information jet stream. This book is testament to the modern marvels of silicon chips and LCD screens. It chronicles how the most consequential public health event of our time was used for both good and nefarious purposes by governments, strongmen, corporations, and technology companies. The epilogue then offers a series of predictions for how the planet will emerge from the pandemic, including how our relationship with technology will evolve, how global supply chains will change, and how we will access healthcare in the future. Slammed by COVID. March 20.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?